This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex today.
Second hour. It's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump is fulfilling his promises, and it's very rare for a politician to do that. He's repealing some of the regulations from Obama's era. He's dismantling Obamacare. He's now looking at border wall prototypes. He's helping to drain the swamp, all kinds of stuff. But right now, everyone's attention is on Vegas because the FBI is trying to cover this thing up. America's not buying it. The deep state is not going to get away with this one. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Go ahead, Janice.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to speak to you. Let me make sure my phone's not on speaker. Hold on just 1 second.
All right, you sound good.
Okay, I got it now. No, there was something that really, really struck me. I'm not sure which press conference it was, but the sheriff said that it's an ongoing investigation. And when I say I don't know,
I might know. Yeah.
I might. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? I would have lost my job if I had been a reporter because I would have asked him, sir, would you please repeat that? So what you're saying to me is that if you tell me you don't know something, you might, which would mean you would be lying.
Well, and doesn't that just show you the nature of the reporters that are sitting in the room? I mean, that was one of the shocking things to me. Every time they took questions, how low energy, low IQ their questions would be, and how, again, like you said, the sheriff can just get away with saying something like that, and there's no uproar? There's not even like a hum amongst the press that's there? Like, nothing? Oh, okay. Oh, you're hiding the truth. Okay, yeah, yes, sir.
That really struck me. I couldn't believe that he would say such a thing. You know, you're going to lie and you're going to admit that you're going to lie. That's really something.
Well, I think that he was maybe trying to leave little cookie crumbs or Easter eggs, if you will, just like the radicalization thing. But you specifically said that you wanted to mention the Tropicana SWAT team.
Yes, I saw that when you showed that. That was really strange.
Yeah, very strange.
I mean, how would you feel? I mean, if I was downtown here in my city, in the lobby of the Monteleon Hotel, and all of a sudden people started walking through and a man had a big gun and was pointing at
people. What is that? That is so not... Let me tell you.
I don't understand
the SWAT
that.
Team is not going to aim guns at civilians like that. Especially if it's just one of them. I mean, it's absurd. Janice, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
Mr. Owen?
Yes.
We are winning the information war.
Yes, more people are coming to InfoWars. I'm telling you, here's what happens. The mainstream news lies about Trump all day. InfoWars grows. The mainstream news and the FBI lie about the Vegas massacre all day. InfoWars gets a bigger audience because we just tell the truth.
Every time. This is Jim from Justice Militia. I was involved in the Hillary's into some really weird six tough man contest. We are carrying the torch to our capacity. I'm praying for everyone that is a witness to everything that happened in Las Vegas, October 1st and 2nd, I'm going to call it. I want you to examine something, if you would.
You got 60 seconds.
Yes, sir. O-R-O-R-A Monroe on YouTube. Just posted a video 17 hours ago, might be 18 now, that everyone should check out and pray for her. It was at the Planet Hollywood. If you would please examine that video, everyone. You are all part of the InfoWars, so it's your job. And what an addition to the team. So many great people now on InfoWars. It's not just Alex Jones in the forefront all the time anymore. Thank you so much, every one of you.
That's right. It's been all about the civilians trying to get to the bottom of this because we're not getting any answers. And who knows if we'll ever know the truth. But the big truth is they're clearly trying to cover something up here. Who knows what it is? On the other side, we're going to hear from Paul Joseph Watson, the truth about Hollywood. Oh, yeah, Hollywood is also collapsing. I guess that's just a coincidence with the MAGA movement.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everybody comes to Hollywood. They wanna make it in the neighborhood. They like the smell of it in Hollywood.
The scandal surrounding Harvey Weinstein represents another watershed moment in the culture war. But from a wider perspective, it's just another symptom of Hollywood's terminal decline. More and more people are beginning to get jaded by popular culture. Hollywood just had its worst US box office summer season in 25 years. A 16% drop in revenue compared to last year. In the US, less tickets were sold in 2016 compared to 2002. Despite there being almost double the number of movies playing in 2016 and a higher population, Americans are bored out of their minds and they're voting with their dollar. Studios once felt they could take more risks because even if a movie was a box office flop, DVD sales could recoup the loss. That safety net's disappearing fast. DVD sales are plummeting because Netflix and other on-demand services are eating up that market. That puts the onus on the studio not to take any risks. That's why there seems to be such a lack of diversity, such a paucity of new ideas. Everything's just a recycled franchise of superhero sequels because they know that brand recognition is always going to play well in the foreign market, mainly China. But now even those movies are starting to flop too. Everything is so stale, unimaginative, and tedious. But there's another reason for Hollywood's decline. With the political climate so polarized, many on the right are boycotting Hollywood because it's now become the primary vehicle for left-wing narratives. Make no mistake about it, this is a backlash against social engineering that is now prevalent in modern movies. Even the far-left LA Times is asking, has Hollywood lost touch with American values? Look at Jennifer Lawrence, for example. Days after she goes on a bizarre anti-Trump global warming rant,
we voted, and it was really startling.
Her new movie bombs and she announces she's quitting acting for 2 years. And yes, the primary reason is because the movie sucked. But with anti-Trump hysteria running rampant, studios, directors and actors increasingly see it as their role to become culture warriors, while pleasing the gods of political correctness by obsessing about diversity and gender balance. Top film critics with huge influence like Owen Gleiberman are openly calling on movies and awards shows to get even more political. Amplifying far-left axioms has taken precedence over and above what should be their only concern: making a good frigging movie. Conservative actors in Hollywood have been shunned for decades. James Woods famously said he never expected to work in Hollywood again after criticizing Obama. I'm routinely contacted by actors who have been fired or lost roles because their conservative beliefs were outed or because they voted for Trump. Being conservative in Hollywood is akin to being gay in the 1950s. They literally have to create clandestine secret societies just to be able to express their beliefs without fear of punitive measures.
The group is called Friends of Abe, named after Abraham Lincoln, and it's made up of 1,500 conservative members of the entertainment industry. They gather for things like meals and drinks and to learn about the political process.
We see the same thing with TV. Despite good ratings, ABC canceled Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, with Allen making it clear why they took that decision.
I said, there's nothing more dangerous to me, especially in this climate, than a funny, likable conservative. That was the most dangerous thing. That because he was mitigated on the show by a family of women that had different opinions, but the guy was a likable guy and really was a principled guy just about work and ethics and all this stuff. I think there's nothing more dangerous right now than a likable conservative.
But then look at late-night TV. The less they focus on comedy and the more they focus on spouting left-wing talking points, the further their ratings plummet. All of these shows combined can barely get 8 million viewers. Jay Leno used to pull in almost that on his own. Could it possibly have anything to do with the fact that all these men share the same bland stance on every single issue, and that one show is barely any different from the next? The 1970s is widely acknowledged by film buffs as the best decade for consistently high-quality movies. Why? Because directors were given the freedom to experiment. The directors had the power, not the studio. Their main focus was narrative and character development, not whether the cast ticked enough diversity boxes, not whether they genuflected forcefully enough to prevailing left-wing dogma. Now those factors are paramount, the quality of movies is noticeably declining. On the flip side, movies and TV shows that don't bow to identity politics, thought police, are becoming more popular. Over the last 5 years, we've seen a rash of successful throwback-style TV shows that have at their core the rediscovery of stereotypically masculine traits. Hunting, guns, cars. Now that's starting to cross over into movies. Look at the new Kingsman film. Three white men, God forbid, play the lead roles. How rare would that be now in Hollywood? Look at the first Kingsman. The baddie is an insane environmentalist who wants to save the planet by culling the human race.
When you get a virus, you get a fever. That's the human body raising its core temperature to kill the virus. Planet Earth works the same way. Global warming is the fever. Mankind is the virus.
Do you really think the same people who bestowed Leo Private Jet DiCaprio with an Oscar so he had a platform to drone on about climate change would ever allow that depiction in a mainstream Hollywood production? That's not to say Kingsman is overtly political. It isn't. But it definitely has anti-Hollywood, anti-Silicon Valley populist strains. Don't take my word for it. The Guardian, which is hardly Breitbart.com, acknowledged that its success was partly due to its populist disposition. And look at the outcome. Despite being panned by the critics and by establishment lefty film reviewers, when it came to the box office, Kingsman 2 outperformed a string of Hollywood blockbusters, including Pirates of the Caribbean and Wonder Woman. Why was it panned by the critics? Because the director, Matthew Vaughn, accurately talks about how Hollywood is in crisis, and they despise him for it. The success of Kingsman amongst ordinary punters suggests that he's right to play the contrarian. We don't have a bunch of Hollywood suits telling us what to do, said Vaughn. If we did, I promise you wouldn't be liking the movie. There's clearly an appetite for classical authenticity represented by Kingsman, and a growing distaste for dogmatic virtue signaling represented by mainstream Hollywood. But in terms of mass entertainment, it's not just Hollywood that people are turning away from. The 2017 VMAs, a relentless rhetorical vomit fest of anti-Trump pearl-clutching.
If we were to all stand up united as one, our impact, it would be
drew the lowest ratings in MTV's history. Its viewership has been declining for years. The Emmy Awards, during which Stephen Colbert repeatedly sniped at Trump throughout his opening monologue, also had its worst result ever in the key viewing demographic. You see the same phenomenon in sports. ESPN, which seems to be transforming from a sports network into some kind of social justice activist hybrid, has lost 7.4% of its subscribers in just 2 years. Its average total viewers have dropped 19.4% since 2014. Those drops are partly due to ESPN jumping on every identity politics bandwagon that comes along. Case in point, ESPN rebranded its SportsCenter show to include political debate. Same result. They lost viewers. Same with the NFL. Since the take a knee controversy, ratings are down. The NFL has already lost millions of viewers since last year over the same issue. A new poll shows that 80% of Americans want less politics during sporting events. Recall the huge sigh of relief when Lady Gaga's halftime Super Bowl performance didn't include anything political. A clear majority of Americans say they're watching less football this year, with 69% saying it's because they're sick of, quote, players using the NFL as a stage for their political views. Whereas movies, music, and sports once provided a refuge for people seeking to escape political polarization, these forms of popular culture are now the main vehicle of indoctrination. This probably reflects the left's nervousness that it's losing ground in the culture war. Having dominated for so long, there's a growing insecurity that the tide could be turning. Generation Z is the most conservative since World War II. That's why the left feels the urge to constantly reinforce their dogma. Politics is downstream from culture, which is why both the left and the right wage holy war over the messages embedded in movies, television, music, and sports. And the left is beginning to feel its grasp slipping. Popular culture and counterculture cannot.
All right, that's Paul Joseph Watson. The full video is on Infowars.com. Video, The Truth About Hollywood. We'll take your calls on the other side, looking for the truth about Vegas. This is Infowars Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Normally you would be hearing from Alex Jones on a Sunday from 4 to 6 Central, but filling in for Alex today, I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are live till 6 p.m. Central here. And if you're new to InfoWars, then you should check out our store and check out our specials that we're running right now, including 50% off the entire line of Emrex Essentials. Now, this is a special deal because what we have at Emrex Essentials is a line of products that are all natural, that don't include the toxic ingredients in things that are household items such as bug spray, deodorant, mouthwash, sunscreen. And these are the things that are in the Emrex Essentials household product line. 50% off right now. Folks, as soon as you find out what's in the bug spray, what's in the sunscreen, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-doubter. And we've got 50% off the outdoor pack right now. That is the sunscreen, and that is the bug spray. Just do a little research into the ingredients in bug spray, specifically DEET, and you will want the all-natural BOA bug spray from Emrex Essentials. But there's also the mouthwash, the shampoo, the body wash, the mouthwash, the deodorant. I mean, it's all there. Emrex Essentials, 50% off the entire product line. And I'm sure if you visit anyone from InfoWars house that you'll find the entire line, my house included. And don't forget the big special that's still going. I don't know how it's still going. 50% off Brain Force Plus. This product is so popular, I literally have people, I'm not exaggerating, I literally have people texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning for literally just grates of it, like whole boxes of it. And it's 50% off. We don't have to sell it 50% off. We just do because we want to give you the best deal. 4.6 stars, almost 5,200 reviews right now, 50% off Brain Force Plus, all natural nutraceutical product. It's Brain Force. You want to get more energy? You want to get more focus? Brain Force Plus. Just listen to all of the people that call in to the Alex Jones Show, all of the guests that we have on. They love Brain Force. Rave reviews. And that's why we're selling it 50% off, because we know that you're going to like it as well once you try it. So Brain Force Plus, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, along with a lot of great other specials. And then once you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you support us, and we launch to the next level. Why aren't we getting the videos from Las Vegas? Why don't we get any of the surveillance videos? Why don't we get to see any of that? We know that they have it. They have video right above the windows that he was shooting out of, Paddock, the alleged shooter, was shooting out of, the lone gunman theory. But we don't get to see any of that, and what if the victims started making that demand? What if the victims started demanding some of these answers? Wonder what would happen. Let's go to Clint in Dallas. Wants to talk about the Vegas shooting. Go ahead, Clint.
Hey there, Owen.
Hi.
Hi. In the FBI statement on Friday, they stated very specifically and succinctly that the aviation fuel containers could not have been exploded by a bullet.
Yes, and he was firing. They also confirmed he was firing at the, or someone was firing at those.
Now, I was raised around aircraft. I'm a private pilot. What's not common knowledge to most people is the fact that aviation fuel is nothing more than 100-octane, triple-filtered, leaded gasoline. Now, what happens when you spark on concrete next to gasoline? It will ignite. Now, on the flip side of that, jet fuel is diesel fuel or a highly refined kerosene, which has to be in a gaseous form or a mist form to combust. So we have a major inaccuracy here in the facts that they're giving.
Slice it to me like a layman, because I'm not exactly sure where you're going.
Okay. Aviation fuel is the only difference between aviation fuel and the gasoline you put in your car is it's
more. Okay, but I guess what I'm asking is what is the relevance to the fact that he was shooting at these tanks?
Because in their statement on Friday, they specifically said that they spoke with specialists in this field that a bullet could not have ignited the fuel.
Okay. And you're saying that that's not true?
That's not. Take gasoline. Put gasoline in a metal can. Take your Glock or whatever and shoot that can, and it will explode.
Hmm.
You do the same thing with a diesel fuel, it will not, which is what.
Well, now I did hear them. I did hear them basically claim that the structure that holds the gas is built in some way that it wasn't actually able to get to the point where it would explode. Are you familiar with that?
He also stated in the same press conference that those tanks are constantly venting the fumes. Therefore, the fumes are what ignites. Now, a bullet.
So then what do you think? Are they making that up, or what do you think?
Well, that's just the first part of, okay, it's a question of, okay, what are they not telling us? Did they not actually talk to somebody? Did they just shoot from the hip on this? There's a lot of, it's just a question mark. What is the. That's the one of the things that raises eyebrow about their statement right off the bat. Too.
Okay, so you're not buying the narrative that they shot at the fuel tank, hit it, and it didn't explode.
Exactly.
Okay.
Something that I don't have, obviously, the information that they should have access to.
Well, you're the pilot, and you have some expertise on this, so I'll believe you on that. The only thing I could say is they claimed that there was basically some sort of, I don't know if it was built to protect from this sort of thing, but essentially there's some sort of design of this tank that didn't allow the bullet to fully pierce. But again, this is Clint. He's the expert. He's the pilot saying that he's not buying it. All right, Clint, thank you for the call. Let's go to Victor. Go ahead, Victor. You're in Las Vegas.
Hi, Owen.
Hey.
I can answer that previous question for you very easily, but this whole thing's an op. Okay, remember me? I told you to be a pit bull.
Okay.
Is that ringing a bell now? Would you like the help of a sheepdog? Because I can give you a conversation, not a call. If you guys can skip the next break, I can write a check. It's up to you.
Well, I can't skip any breaks, but you're on air right now, so why don't you start talking?
All right. Well, I think what we've seen in Vegas was a very, very bad Hollywood production put together by James Cameron, Harvey Weinstein, and the rest transformed into a Vegas show that even horrified the children outside the theater. It was an ugly, ugly incident. And I can get into it on the other side of the break if you need to take one right now.
Boy, I'll tell you, Victor has a lot of moxie trying to run this show. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold Victor over because I appreciate the moxie, and he can try to finish his point on the other side. Hey, look, I said it, it's just a coincidence that there's a harvest in front of a pyramid, as if that's some sort of a crazy thing. So why not take Victor?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I know because Victor offered to cut a check for InfoWars, and we held him over, that he's going to go to InfoWarsStore.com right after this and buy an Alexa Pure Breeze to clean up his house from all the toxins in the air. So let's go back to Victor in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Victor. Victor. Wow. Don't tell me Victor.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, I wanted to start this out first, though, and saying I do respect all the work you're doing, definitely. And I'd like to begin the show with an FBI copyright warning. For those who don't understand television surveillance, the next time anybody wants to go ahead and try to bury a seal in my drive shaft, let me tell you that the 6-man team that was sitting on you recorded everything, okay? And
all right, Victor, I have no idea what you're talking about, man. I got to let you go. I'm sorry. I just have no idea what you're talking about. Let's go to Greg in Iowa.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Greg.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up two facets of this Vegas investigation, two factors that I think are pretty significant, if true, that have not been mentioned hardly anywhere. One is a post on 4chan, which was within a couple of weeks prior to the shooting warning.
Yeah, it was September 10th.
Yes, of an event where Michael Chertoff was going to profit from body scanners, and that Sheldon Adelson, who interestingly enough met with Trump within hours of the shooting, don't know if there's any significance to that, was planning to install into his casinos.
And, well, sure, it's significant. Don't forget that Trump owns casinos.
Yes, indeed. The other facet I wanted to mention is the fact that I don't hear this mentioned either from InfoWars or from the so-called liberal media, is that the source of Stephen Paddock's alleged connection to Islam comes from Rita Katz's site Intelligence, which I believe is practically an extension of Israeli intelligence. And why is it that it's always Israeli intelligence and its outliers in the West that are putting out this information about ISIS and all this? We keep hearing about the ISIS and Antifa connections. We don't hear about the possible connection, elements or the factors that Israel and prominent Zionists may have a lot to gain from an attack like this, and I think precedent shows that Israel may indeed have a lot to gain from this.
Well, okay, what does Israel have to gain from this?
Well, keep people scared of terrorism, and that benefits Israel.
Hmm. Well, I don't really follow that thought pattern, but okay, thank you for the call, Greg. I know he's not alone in this. In fact, anytime anything happens, you know, Israel seems to be the benefactor on the back end. All right, let's just stay with this trend. Let's go ahead and take Antoine in California. We got a trend going here, so go ahead, Antoine.
Hey, I have some stuff. So we need some stuff we can run to and not away from. And we need to start, like, with the nukes already went off. We need to rebuild the White House, have AK factories so we could all sleep next to them. And Gatling lasers that are 5 watt that you get on the internet. And you need to add BioPQ just to most products in a super small dose. Have some Anker solar panels, about $50. And I hate that $800 iPhone. Freaking crazy. Phone that costs $800.
It's like $1,000 now, I think, for the latest one. It scans your face, though, Antoine. Antoine, it's going to take a nice, highly detailed picture of your face for the facial recognition technology that they'll build into all the cameras around the world. So you won't be able to get off the grid, Antoine. All right, well, we just had a weird trend of just callers that were all over the board on this Vegas deal. Let's change topics for a second, because we've got Lana who wants to call in and talk about the California fires. So you've got the death toll with the California fires up to 40. Go ahead and roll some of this B-roll as we go to Lana's phone call. You know, this is pretty serious devastation. It's not getting too much attention, and it's just as devastating as anything you're going to see from a flood, and you've almost had a death toll almost as high as the Las Vegas massacre with 400 people still missing. It could still eclipse the amount of death we saw at the Las Vegas massacre. But look at these homes, folks. You know, if you haven't seen this footage yet, you may have not paid much attention to the California wildfire, but you see this footage and all of a sudden you realize what they're actually going through. This fire completely devastated at least 13 counties. We're talking close to 200,000 acres, folks. Okay? And again, because this isn't really getting much coverage as to what happened and because wildfires happen, nobody's really talking about potential funny business here. Nobody's talking about the fact that Governor Jerry Brown rejected the Russian technology with the Russian airplane that's bigger than the ones we use. So it was harder to fight these things. But there were also calls from ISIS to burn cities to the ground. And with all the other crap that's going on, why not be questioning this as well? But regardless, it's very serious. Death toll at 40, 400 people still missing. And you can see in this footage, folks, I mean, completely, these houses are gone. Just gone. Literally burnt to ash. Pools completely evaporated. Let's go to Lena in Salt Lake City. Go ahead, Lena.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I was watching a YouTube video the other night, and there was a man on there that said that he was up late one night till 1 o'clock in the morning, and he was out on his back patio, and he noticed blue sparks in the sky, that there were all of a sudden these blue sparks in the sky, and then these fires just took off, just raging fires.
So I've heard multiple eyewitnesses saying that, but those could be transformers exploding.
Oh, well, he thought it was HAARP. That's what his theory was.
Hmm.
And then I had another comment, too, about the George Soros thing, where Anderson Cooper came on and said that Alex was...
Oh, my gosh. I can't... That just happened, like, what was that, last Friday they just pulled that crap, or Thursday or something? Yeah, unbelievable lies.
Right. And one thing that Anderson Cooper said was that George Soros was 14 when the war ended, which is false.
No.
George Soros said himself that he was 14 when the war began.
Well, you could easily fact check that. I haven't even thought to fact check that. You could easily fact check that just by looking at George Soros' birthday and then seeing, you know. So that's actually easy to fact check. I don't know if you've actually done that yet, but heck, we've got a crew here. They can do that real quick.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd mention that because I thought, nope, that's not correct.
Very interesting. But you see what they do. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thanks for all you're doing. You know, this is just a great show. We watch it all day long. You're the only thing that we watch.
Well, wow. Thank you so much. You know, it's your support that keeps us going, and this is why we do it, because we want to start brush fires of liberty and the awakening process in the minds and hearts of Americans. So thank you so much for your call. Lana, let's take one more call. Let's squeeze one more in. Let's go to the Mad Christian in Tennessee. Whole litany of callers this segment. Go ahead.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, well, I've called in for something else, but I just seen something I want to share with you guys. Have you seen the Illuminati Las Vegas card?
Yeah, I looked at it. There's some weirdness there.
But
there always is.
The Jack and Ace of Spades. Did you know that Jason Aldean went and got that tattoo put on?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Of all the coincidences, that's just one I'm going to ignore.
Okay, it is a coincidence. Okay, can you ignore this coincidence? This whole Trump thing that you push, Trump is never going to tell us that we're under military government, and no president, no congressman, no senator will ever call for the repeal of Proclamation 2039 or 24.
Well, I mean, Trump is surrounded by generals, so, I mean...
It don't matter. I mean, this is what it's all about.
When you say military president, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's always surrounded by the flag, trim the gold fringe, and the gold tassel. We're under military government, and he's never going to change that.
Well, he's changing an awful lot. So maybe he doesn't change that, but I've got a story here about all the things he's fixed, or at least changed on. Climate, free trade, healthcare, immigration, foreign policy. So you're right, he's not perfect, but he's better than Hillary.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we just had a caller talking about Trump being a military president, and I don't know how much that caller knows about what he's saying, but there's a lot of elements of truth to that, but he's doing what we put him in office to do. He's one of us. And he's dismantling Obamacare now. This was a story from the Daily Mail. Trump and the dismantling of Obama's legacy. And again, look at all the things that Trump has done since we put him in office. He's been strong on climate, pushing back against the liberal narrative on climate. He's been strong on trade, trying to get fair trade reinstigated by terminating things such as the TPP. He's trying to rid us of Obamacare. He's not getting any help from Congress there, but he's trying. He's strengthened the border, his stance on immigration, and of course, foreign policy. So he's doing exactly what we put him in there to do. Is he perfect? No. Is he maybe perhaps playing some give and take? Perhaps he has to. But my goodness, can you imagine if Hillary Clinton got elected? I cannot even imagine. And this was a story from Forbes, which is pretty much right down the middle, I would say, if you took an overall aggregate of all of Forbes' stories. Sorry, everybody, but Trump hasn't instigated the Obamacare apocalypse. Again, you know, they sit here and they blame Trump, or they'll demonize Trump over it. He didn't sign it. In fact, he's the only one in this whole process that never had any fingerprints on Obamacare at all. Zero. But then NPR, they got to have their spin. Trump administration to end Obamacare subsidies for the poor. Well, even though your virtue signaling headline is an attempt to do just that and demonize Trump, sorry, this is America and not a socialist country. Trump kills key Obamacare subsidies, what it means. And then CNN goes about and spins it in their own way. But even they have a tough time spinning this because they realize people don't want Obamacare. They're not happy with their Obamacare. And again, another example of how they don't understand, Democrat Senator Murphy, this is Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, says that Trump's plan to end Obamacare subsidies is health care arson. Good! Burn Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, to the ground. They don't get it. That's what we want. But these are the type of people we're dealing with, folks. This is from Chris Menahan of Information Liberation, reposted at Infowars.com. Apple diversity chief apologizes for saying white people can be diverse. Yes, you're hearing me right. Apple VP of Inclusion. So this is the diversity chief, the VP of Inclusion. Two job titles, two positions that only exist in the 21st century and will never exist again. Denise Young Smith apologized on Friday for saying that a group of blue-eyed blonde men can contribute to diversity because of their different life experiences. Oh my gosh. How dare she? How dare she say that white people could add to diversity? It's not possible, says the liberal. Representative Barbara Lee tweets, these comments undermine progress. Racial diversity must be at the forefront of Silicon Valley's agenda. You know, I don't know who this, find out who this Representative Barbara Lee is. We need to know who she is now. Go to her Twitter account. Let's find out who she is. This is how pathetic these people are. Where is she from? California. Shocking. I'm shocked. Barbara Lee is from California. I'm shocked. Oh my gosh. No way. These comments undermine progress. Okay, so you're just admitting that you want less white people. That's what you just admitted. So if you don't have white people, that's considered progress, is less white people. That's Barbara Lee from California. And then she says, again, indicating where their head is, racial diversity must be at the forefront of Silicon Valley's agenda. Really? Racial diversity? How about technology? How about groundbreaking inventions? How about things that make technology more efficient, work better, integrating this into our infrastructure? No. No. Racial diversity. So what do you think is going to happen when you got a bunch of clowns running around who put racial diversity at the top of their list instead of character, actual effectiveness? You're going to have Democrat-run cities like Chicago, where they have the most gun laws and the most murders. You're going to have states like California that are so in debt, they couldn't succeed if they wanted to. You're going to have states like Illinois that can't pay their bills. You're going to get bills like Obamacare that fail. And then she gets bullied into making this statement. I regret the choice of words I used to make this point. That's right. You can't say white people can be included in anything. I understand why some people took offense. Oh, you understand people have been brainwashed. My comments were not representative of how I think about diversity or how Apple sees it. For that, I'm sorry. That's right. No whites. And that's diversity. Apple Insider noted that the company is working aggressively not to hire white people. Okay. So congratulations. Apple is now openly and officially racist against white people. So, I mean, should white people boycott Apple? What do you think would happen if white people boycotted Apple? How do you think that would go? It would go the exact same way that the NFL's learned the hard way, that you boycott the anthem, people boycott you. So that's what Apple would learn. Let's take a couple more calls here. Let's see. How about Richard from Rhode Island? Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, hi, Owen. How are you?
Good.
Being that you shifted from Vegas to Donald Trump, can I comment something about Donald Trump?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that the left is winning because the mainstream media is the propaganda arm, and he really, if if he has to take the military, he should shut them down, declare and replace them with people that actually report the news, declare a state of emergency, let the American citizens know this is...
Well, he has kind of furrowed some feathers over there by saying he's thinking about removing licenses for fake news. I don't think he'll actually do that. I think he's just ruffling feathers. But I have to disagree with you, and I think this is a very key point to make. They want you to feel defeated. They want you to think you're losing. That is why they're doing what they're doing. That is why they're pushing the Russian narrative. That is why they're on the attack of Trump all day long, and that's why they echo it on all of their stations, on all of their subsidiaries, because that's the psyop, is to make you think you're losing. You are winning, Richard. America is winning. We are kicking their ass, okay? Trump is removing the Obama-era legislation, and we, the people, are boycotting things that are anti-American. So we are kicking ass. Do not let their psyop trick you into thinking otherwise. That is the entire point of what the mainstream news is trying to do. Now, you said you wanted to talk about Paddock.
Yeah. There was a picture of Paddock and a woman, and they said the authorities said the woman was of interest. Paddock was in a wheelchair. Sounds to me like a drugged-out MKUltra candidate to me. I don't think he fired a shot.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know. Well, I knew that the girlfriend was in a wheelchair when she got out of the airport or the airplane.
Well, he was in a wheelchair, and it looked like it was at the hotel.
When was he in a wheelchair?
Well, I don't know, but it was him in a wheelchair. I saw the photograph.
All right. Well, I've not seen that photograph, so unfortunately, I can't comment.
I saw that shooter in the crowd, Owen. That's pretty.
No. I'm sorry. I reviewed that video. I completely disagree. It was a flashlight. I'm positive.
I heard the rat tat tat.
Well, there was a lot of rat tat tat that night. But you know, hey, look. Everyone's doing their own research. I don't think that there was a shooter in the crowd. A, because they weren't going to let someone with a gun into the event. They had security before you went in.
Did you hear that they locked all the exits just before the shooting? That's another report.
But again, you watch the video and you clearly see security guards and police officers pointing people to the exit saying it's open. So you just got to be careful not to believe everything you see out there. I understand how you want to absorb everything and see everything, and the official story doesn't make sense, so you're just looking for truth, but you got to be very careful when trying to decide what's fact and fiction when looking into these things for yourself. Thank you, Richard. Let's go. One last caller, John in Vegas. Go ahead. You got 50 seconds.
Hey, is this John in New York?
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, brother, what's up, man? Listen, a couple things real quick. I like that you call this guy Ruse, because that's what I call him, too. But we need to look into the fact that we know he was appointed by Comey, but here's the thing. You got Comey, Clinton, and Podesta, obviously. There's a Megan Ruse. She's an administrator in California. His last name is spelled exactly the same. Her father just happens to be John Podesta.
I've seen these reports. Unfortunately, I'm yet to verify it. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying it's true. So it all just is more strange if it is true. Again, I have no way of verifying that. But if that's true, then it certainly raises red flags. Folks, support us at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we make it possible. David Knight live tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central. And then the Alex Jones Show, 11 a.m. Central. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.